Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. The following is a repeat broadcast of part of a communication I had with Joe Tereshuk from the OPP here in Lanark County. We spoke about bad weather driving, and with today's storm coming, we felt it was probably a good time to issue this reminder. We started the conversation by talking about the importance of staying alert and remembering how to drive in poor conditions.
Nothing really changes. I think first and foremost, the message we have most of the time, especially when there's a specific weather warning, is if you don't need to go anywhere, just stay home. Of course, you can't always just stay home every time some snow flies, or nobody would leave their house in Canada for a period of about 6 months. But again, unnecessary travel during an expected bad weather event it takes a lot of the traffic off the roads, and the less cars, the less opportunity there is for something to happen. So don't travel unless you have to. If you do have to travel, then just be aware that, starting about 5 or 6 o'clock this evening, they're calling for some snow that might turn to rain, which might turn to ice, which is going to turn back into snow and rain. It's just going to be a mixed bag over the course of the evening and into tomorrow. Just give yourself time. The speed is a factor in the majority of collisions in the wintertime, and it's not necessarily reckless speed. It's speed that's too fast for the road conditions or the weather conditions at the time. If there's snow, slush, freezing rain, whatever the case may be, you have to adjust your speed appropriately. And driving a little bit slower can prevent a lot of other issues.
I think it's also worth noting that it's a few people that are doing this. Sure, when the weather hits, we do see the spike in collisions and people sliding into the ditches and so on and so forth. But there are many, many people in our listening area who do respect the road conditions and do know how to drive. And I think that that's important to mention. It's not like everybody in Lanark County forgets how to drive.
Oh, exactly. And I mean, you look outside and any given day, there's thousands and thousands of cars on the road. We're not responding to 1,000 collisions. It's just the odd one. And again, and then getting in, like having a collision or having a sliding off the road or something, it doesn't necessarily mean the person was driving recklessly or in a dangerous manner. It doesn't take much. That's why speed is so important. It doesn't take much to kind of lose traction on a road if there's freezing rain or if it's slush. If you don't have snow tires on is another big one. Snow tires are, it's like, for if you haven't had snow tires, if you go from summers to snows, it's like night and day. You do notice a major difference when you have snow tires on. Of course, everything has a cost, and it's not, it's easier said than done for some people to just go buy a set of snow tires for their vehicle. But it is something to keep in mind that that they do provide extra traction, and it might just make that difference between hitting the brakes unexpectedly to react to something and sliding 10 or 15 feet or only sliding 5 feet. Like snow tires don't completely eliminate all the dangers of winter driving, but they do help.
Something you told me last year that really stuck with me is, and it just makes sense, if you are involved in a collision and everyone's okay and so on, stay in your vehicle.
Yeah, and that's particularly important on like major highways. If you're on Highway 7, if you're on the busy stretch right through the town of Perth, if you get into a collision, sometimes the immediate thought of people is I have to hop out. Hopping out is just putting pedestrians on unsafe roads where cars are slipping and sliding everywhere. It's safer to stay in your car and wait until police or emergency crews get to the scene of your collision, which shouldn't be very long. But walking around at night or walking around in bad weather conditions on a road where cars are losing control is not a good idea.
Awesome, Joe. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. It's always great information that you share. You're one of our favorites. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you very much. And again, anytime, just let me know.
That is part of a conversation I had with Joe Tereshuk back in December concerning safe driving, certainly apropos with the weather warning that is in effect for Lanark and Leeds today. That's another edition of In Focus. We're back with a brand new edition tomorrow as we welcome Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health for the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. I'm Bob Perreault. Stay safe and have a wonderful afternoon.